and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey, and today the stories that we're going to talk about are kind of all over, just because, you know, it's the 21st century and social media can do this now, where you can hear about things in an instant that, you know, even 20 years ago would have taken probably at least an hour, depending on what you were hearing it through. Email very quickly, but it depended on if, you know, the person who was writing that email could get to the email very quickly if they knew the story. Now it's like instantly. It's amazing. But so anyways, our first story takes place in Japan, which is that Japan is currently, or at least was, suffering a heat wave. And this has gotten so bad to the point that they've declared it a national emergency. And when I first heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, Japan has a heat wave and it's a national emergency? It must be really, really bad. And then I saw that Japan had recorded its highest temperature ever in a small city or a town, and it had reached 105 degrees Fahrenheit. And I was like, wait, what? Just because where I'm from, it's like 105 degrees. So that's like, that's July. That's like, it has been now for about a month or so. More days than not, it seems, over 100. So I'm like, your highest temperature is 105? I'm very envious because that is just like regular. That's like Tuesday. That's almost nothing where I live. So it's just like, I get it. Japan, different climate, not used to that. And certainly this is actually a problem. 65 people died in a week due to this heat wave. So Japan, you know, not used to this, have never had these temperatures before, not necessarily maybe set up for this. I'm not quite sure about how the housing system, but that's not quite what I mean. In the same way, in America, you can sort of tell just if you happen to go look at a place to rent what the local climate is by like whether or not that place has air conditioning. Is air conditioning considered like a, well, duh, of course every place does have it? Or, no, we never really needed to have it. You could just open the windows, sort of luxury. You can kind of guess, you know, this place, you know, gets kind of hot, or, well, it's not so much it gets kind of hot. You can kind of tell if it doesn't. If it does have air conditioning, that can usually be sort of a wide range of temperatures that it reaches in the summer. But if it doesn't, if like it's very unusual for a place to have air conditioning, if that place wasn't built in the past like 15, 20 years or so, it's just like, so you don't really have hot summers. And also, where are you located so I can move there? Like, especially if you are still in California, because there's a part of me that like doesn't want to leave California, but there's another part of me that rather desperately wants to leave the place where I live, almost solely because the summers are crazy hot here. And I'm just like, where are those places where you don't need air conditioning in the summer? Listeners, if you happen to know, hit me up on social media because I want to go check them out and see if they are potential places I would like to live and therefore not be miserable during the summer as I have been. But so anyways, Japan, I think, has not really had this problem. Japan, because it is on a somewhat northeast island chain, there can be a great difference between what's going on in the more northern islands and what's going on in the more southern islands. So when seeing that Japan was having this national emergency heat wave, I saw this map where they were putting like little dots for temperatures in different places. And there was like a red dot and a yellow dot and a something else dot. And it's only like the top island, which is Hokkaido, I think, that like didn't really have any red dots, and the rest of the islands are just like red and yellow. And it's just like, huh, okay, that's interesting. And, you know, possibly kind of like California in that way in certain times, because it would be very hot where I am. But then, you know, not so much in most recent years, but in certainly previous years before, you could at the same time, you know, go up to the mountains on like July 4th and be like, hey, look at all the snow. Be like, what? I did that once one summer where I was up in the mountains near the end of June, and it was a group hike, and we hiked up, and at first it's just like, oh, it's June. It's summer. We're in the mountains, but it's kind of hot, but not too terrible. And we get near the top and it's like, there is snow up here. What the heck? There's snow on the ground, and it doesn't snow where I live. So it was just like, there's snow on the ground and I could actually make a snowball. This is amazing. And it's June. What is this madness? Have I like fallen down a rabbit hole? No, I just went up a mountain. But that whole long rambling thing was meant to get to that Japan, obviously not used to this, temperatures in many places of the world have been reaching record highs in the past few years, and in some places repeatedly reaching record highs. So it's like, hey, we totally just had the record high for the whole time in this town last year or last week or last month, and now we've got a new record high. That's awesome. And in the same way, you're also seeing really unusual, not normal weather events in some places. So society is going to have to change a bit. And if Japan is one of those places that didn't have to have air conditioning as an almost well-duh sort of housing feature, that might now have to be adjusted to a, well, of course the apartment comes with central heating and air. Where wouldn't it? I actually don't know, because again, most places here most definitely do. If the house or apartment was built after, I don't even know what time, it's again just a well duh, to the point that it becomes a sort of, oh, this apartment is old because it's got like an air conditioning unit out the window or something. It's just like, so old but not a new apartment. Okay, huh. My sister has that, where she has a her air conditioning unit is sitting out the window, and it's just like, how old is this apartment? When was this built? Is this apartment like older than our mother? What is going on here? I don't know how old her apartment is, but it does give that sort of feeling. Do believe though, she totally has the air conditioning running and bought a fan to help with that, because summers are just evil. But so anyways, certainly hope that, you know, there aren't too many more deaths in Japan. I'd like to say that there are no more deaths in Japan, but that just seems almost impossible. Japan has a sizable population and clearly is not used to this heat. And during heat waves, and this was the case in Japan too, elderly tend to be rather susceptible to dying during heat waves. And a number of elderly were amongst the dead in Japan. So certainly hope that they get things under control. More so would love to hope that, you know, heat wave breaks and we never have a heat wave ever again, ever anywhere. That's not how weather works, unfortunately, but hoping that things do turn around soon for Japan. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Moving both a little bit closer to home and also to a less hot set of mind, my favorite candies, this is going to start really random, but I promise it connects. My favorite candies are seasonal, and I'm not sure if that's because I actually just really like the candies themselves or if it's because they're seasonal and I can't get them all the time, I like value them more or something. But my favorite candies are the Cadbury mini eggs at Easter and their Christmas equivalents, which I cannot actually remember the name of. They're not shaped like eggs. They're just, to me, shaped like, you know, the ornament balls that you would put on a Christmas tree. But I don't actually know if we just call them balls or something. But they are essentially the Cadbury mini eggs, just not an egg shape. And then the Valentine's Day sweethearts. But I like the quote-unquote classic flavors. I was very, very unhappy when the main brand of sweetheart makers changed the flavors. I do not like the new flavors. I miss the old flavors desperately, to the point that I'm now like every Valentine's. It's become a thing because my grandmother is wonderful and tends to buy me them at Valentine's. And it's always, which brand do you like? And I'm like, well, I usually get this one because that one doesn't make the old flavors anymore. And this one, the flavors are kind of close, not exactly the same, but closer than the main brand. So yeah. And I've not yet reached this point, but I am almost to the edge where I'm like, I want to stock up if I can find them, and I'd probably have to order them online, the classic flavors of sweethearts, because it has come out that the company, the Necco company, which makes the sweethearts, shut down its factory in Massachusetts very, very suddenly. Very suddenly, just with like no warning whatsoever. Not even the workers at the factory knew it was going to happen. They were just told, don't come into work anymore. So Necco, which stands for the New England Candy Company, I believe, either the New England Candy Company or the New England Confectionery Company. But as I did not know that name until I was like 22, it is always Necco in my head, and so I will just continue saying Necco. It is actually the country's oldest continuously operating candy company. It has been running for 171 years. And the recipe for the wafers, which is the thing I think Necco's most known for name-wise, they're also known for the sweethearts, of course, but I think a lot of people don't actually know that that's Necco. They just know, sweethearts. But Necco wafers, you know, you'll often hear them just say, Necco wafers. The Necco wafers recipe has been unchanged since the Civil War. So that is an immensely long time. But in May, Necco was bought out by Roundhill Investments during a bankruptcy option. And then very quickly, Roundhill themselves actually decided to sell Necco to another candy company and close the operations at the plant in Massachusetts because they claim they weren't really informed about like sanitation issues or something. So it's not clear exactly the company that owns Necco now. It's not Roundhill anymore. It was sold to someone else. But the factory in Massachusetts was shut down. And it's not clear if that's permanent, if that's temporary. Well, like the sale's going on, are they trying to fix sanitation issues? Or is it just like, we're going to wash our hands of the oldest continuously operating candy company in the United States? What do we do? Even the workers don't know. But people are sufficiently freaking out on the internet. There have been a lot of people who were like, okay, so I've got to go rush out and buy all the Necco wafers I can find because, you know, they won't possibly be in existence anymore. Even some people who don't like the wafers that much are like, got to go out and get some. And I like them to a degree. I don't like the like gray purple flavor. I really like the white and pink ones, and that's the same with the sweethearts too in the old flavors. Really like the white and pink ones. Don't really care about the purple ones, even though that's very sad because purple is my favorite color. I'm heartbroken, Necco, not only because you might possibly be closing, but why have you ruined purple? What are you doing? But yeah, so lots of people talking about, you know, their favorite Necco candies and how they have to get to the point that I was surprised to learn Necco even makes like chocolates and not just chocolate wafers, like chocolates. I knew Necco made the sweethearts. I knew Necco made the wafers. I eventually did learn that Necco makes candy buttons, which I both love and hate because I like them, but then it seems like they always get stuck to the paper. And so I end up eating paper with my candy, and it's just like, you couldn't have like a slightly less sticky paper that the buttons still stick to, but then don't stick. Seriously, how long have you been making candy buttons and this still is a problem? Is it supposed to be like one of those things where we just can share it across generations? I remember back in my day, I used to hate those paper on the buttons too. Things haven't changed that much. Like, why? Super angry. But finding out beyond this with people posting, you know, their sort of favorite Necco thing that they will miss, lots of other candies beyond just like the 2.5 I thought they made, including things that aren't just, you know, processed sugar made and pressed and hardened. Chocolate. Necco does make chocolate. I have no idea why that is so shocking to me, but it is. So it has not yet been announced what specifically will happen with Necco, whether this closure is permanent, whether it's just transitional. I would possibly be really sad if Necco permanently closed down, almost more so, again, because of the sweethearts. Because I already cannot get the sweethearts except around Valentine's Day unless I, like, order them online from, you know, people who stock them up solely to sell it overpriced to people like me. But now I might not get them ever again. Like, I already don't like Valentine's Day because I don't really get Valentine's. Necco, what are you doing? You're ruining Valentine's Day for me. It's like, let's just not have Valentine's Day then, if that's the case. Valentine's Day is a whole nother issue, so we won't go into that. Instead, we will move on to a different V, which is Vancouver, which I'm dying to go to, A, because it's Vancouver, and also Canada, and I told my friend, I was like, I really want to go to Vancouver and kind of wish that like Montreal and Vancouver were somehow magically blended together so you could have like the French everything of Montreal and Quebec but then be located on this side of the country for Vancouver. It's like, can we magic wizard people make that happen and I somehow allow me to live there ignoring all the citizenship things that would have to happen, because I would love that. But so anyways, I have mentioned previously on this podcast that A, I love it when companies, you know, sort of take a fun tact with their official like Twitter accounts or whatever. This included once when I believe it was in Toronto, the subway system just started reading Dan Brown's Inferno, because of course it does. Well, turns out Vancouver Transit is also going to be having its own interesting over the speakers thing, because Seth Rogen will be the new voice of Vancouver Transit. So Seth Rogen is actually from Vancouver, and this is one of those things where it's just like, Canada, it's not America, and yet are you sure it's not? Because there's so many people I would have sworn were American or actually Canadian. I cannot tell. Like, at least with the British, there is a strong, you know, accent difference. I usually can tell. Canada often sounds the same. I am repeatedly shocked to find out certain actors are Canadian. I'm just like, oh, what? You really? I feel I should somehow be able to tell that because different country, and yet cannot tell that at all. Huh. I'm sure that's saying something about, you know, country relationships, but we won't go there. But so anyways, Seth Rogen, I think this originally started out as a joke where Vancouver Transit was looking for a voice person to do their announcements or whatever. They had been considering Morgan Freeman, but that didn't work out. Someone on Twitter was like, well, I'd like to suggest Seth Rogen. And Seth Rogen responded, I'd totally be down. Hit me up. And Vancouver Transit responded, absolutely. We will DM you. And this evidently really happened and went through. And so now Seth Rogen will be doing announcements, recorded messages for the bus and SkyTrain. I'm not sure exactly what he'd be saying, or if he's supposed to sound official, or if they're like, no, we hired you because you're Seth Rogen and we want you to sound like Seth Rogen. People are very excited, particularly with the idea of it sounding more like Seth Rogen than just someone sounding like Seth Rogen reading an official message. People were commenting about how they, you know, kind of just wanted A, to hear him laugh over the speaker system, or B, to hear him laugh for a specific thing like, oh, that was your stop two stops ago. I think it would be very interesting. I already want to go to Vancouver. I kind of now want to go to Vancouver and ride around on the public transit just to see what the public transit will sound like with Seth Rogen. Because Canada, I love you in so many ways and have never gone anywhere. And yet you're right up there. And I will get a passport that has not expired, and B, actually a stamp in it someday, sometime, hopefully. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our final story for today, very interesting. And also, man, people are talking about it, even though I feel on the one hand, A, this is ridiculous to talk about. And on the other hand, man, I kind of want to talk about also is that Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas have gotten engaged. And there are a number of reasons why people are like, whoa, whoa, what? Part of this is that they've only been dating for about 2 months. And this has, I won't even say it's become a trend, just that there have been a number of cases like this evidently lately with celebrities who don't seem to have really been dating all that long are now like, we're engaged, we're going to get married. It's like, but have you been together? How long have you been together? Have you actually done like even any major meet the family holidays in the time you've been together? Like, you just met each other, right? Like, how did this happen? But the interesting case for Chopra and Jonas is also the age difference in that they are 11 years apart. She is currently, I want to say she's 36 and he's 25, but I may have those numbers wrong. She, of course, was the beauty queen winner and then a big Bollywood star. Nick Jonas started on, I think he started on Disney. That was certainly the first thing I knew him from was the Jonas Brothers, and they were in Camp Rock and maybe something before Camp Rock. I can't remember. And I watched part of Camp Rock and was just like, okay, pass. But have since gone on to, you know, without his brothers, have his own career. He's been in a number of things. This relationship, I think, perhaps surprises a lot of people, both for the timing and for the age thing. And it's hard for me to think about. I'm more concerned more about the timing thing, just because I'm always a little worried for people who get married, it seems, very quickly. I think I'd want to date probably for at least a year, but at minimum 6 months if I was going to be like, I'm going to be, you only live once, I'm young and free, and why not? I probably would still do like a 6 month minimum, though, depending on how long they, you know, have their engagement to last, they can easily meet that and then be like, okay, cool, we're getting married in a week, let's go. But I'm always worried, and there is a very, I won't say very, but a somewhat old-fashioned proverb or whatever about, you know, marry in haste, repent in leisure. And I'm just like, if I got married, I'd want to get married to stay married. I don't want to get married and be like, oh, okay, that was a good first marriage, I'll get on to the next one now. Like, I want to just not have to do a divorce, so I'd probably be a little hesitant and cautious, and let me think about this 20, 30,000 times. Is this the person I want to marry? I just don't know that you can do that in 2 months, even if that was literally the only thing you were thinking about those whole 2 months. Though if that was literally the only thing you were thinking about, man, you jumped to thinking about marriage immensely quick. You've only been thinking about it for 2 months, and you've only been dating this person for 2 months. Wow, that must have been on your mind. But the age thing also, I know a lot of people are questioning, and then some people are questioning why those people are questioning it, because if the ages were reversed, if Nick Jonas was 36 and Priyanka Chopra was 25, people wouldn't be questioning it as much, that an older man marries a younger woman versus an older woman marrying a younger man. And I'm like, irregardless, 11 years is, that's a number. That is beyond a decade, to the point that I saw one thing was talking about how they like span the millennial generation. They almost kind of do, depending on what definition you go by for millennials. It's between 15 to 20 years from the beginning of the generation to the end of it. So almost, yeah, 11 to 15, that's pretty close. But just over a decade age difference, especially when a decade for both of them, because 36 is really not that old, that's a huge chunk of your life. It's not like, you know, oh, there's a decade difference between this 56-year-old woman and this 65-year-old man or whatever. That's actually 9 years, but you get what I'm saying? Like, when you get into your 50s or 60s, that's not that big a deal, because it's a relatively smaller percentage of your life that we're having a difference of here. But when you're looking at this, you know, you're both not that old. So this is a huge chunk of your life where one of you like didn't exist. And so your frame of reference for things might be somewhat different, though obviously they haven't found it to be that different because they're engaged. And I've been hearing a number of things about this couple even before they were engaged. It just felt like we were talking about them so much of the time. It was just like, seriously, you have nothing else to this is again why I'm just like, leave the celebrities alone. And in fact, you know what? Do we really have to talk about celebrity couples until they're married? Can we just be like, oh, so-and-so is dating. Okay, cool. We'll see how that lasts. And then move on. Why do we have to talk about it the whole time? Especially since, you know, nothing's really settled, especially during dating. People date and break up all the time. That doesn't necessarily mean all that much. Marriage we take to mean a bit more, though we don't necessarily have to. So I certainly hope that all the couples, irregardless of how long they may have been dating, if they have decided to get married, certainly hope that those marriages are happy and wonderful and work out. And therefore, hopefully I won't have to talk about them again, because I can't imagine beyond, hey, they got married and the wedding was amazing, any good reason that I'd have to talk about them. I feel it would be a bad reason. And so I wish very much to not have to talk about them again. And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmc.com. GSMCpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.